And here's another debate, a linguistic debate. When it comes to the English language, purists are constantly defending it against assaults. One such transgression makes them so angry steam literally comes out of their ears. Or does it? Using literally to describe something that's not literally true irritates many people. Jesse Scheidlauer is the editor-at-large of the Oxford English Dictionary. He says the critics should back off and points out that even great writers have been using literally to mean figuratively for centuries.
When I introduce myself as a dictionary editor to a stranger, I can usually count on a few things. The stranger will say, "Oh, I'll have to watch how I talk in front of you." The stranger will ask me about why some word like bling was put into the dictionary, as though there's only one. And then the stranger will complain about a pet usage peeve, some error perpetrated by members of a disliked group, sportscasters, say, or teenagers, or Americans. Recently, strangers I meet seem particularly peeved by people who use literally to mean figuratively, the ones who say things like, "He literally exploded with rage." As is often the case, though, such abuses have a long and esteemed history in English. The ground was not especially sticky in Little Women when Louisa May Alcott wrote that the land literally flowed with milk and honey. Tom Sawyer was not turning somersaults on piles of money when Mark Twain described him as literally rolling in wealth. Jay Gatsby was not shining when Fitzgerald wrote that he literally glowed. Such examples are easily come by, even in the works of the authors we are often told to emulate. How did literally come to mean the opposite of what it originally meant, either word for word or exactly? By the late 17th century, literally was being used as an intensifier for true statements. Jane Austen wrote of being literally rocked in bed on a stormy night. In such examples, literally is being used for the sake of emphasis alone. Eventually, though, literally began to be used to intensify statements that were themselves figurative or metaphorical. You can find examples throughout the 19th century, but no one seems to have objected until the early 20th. In 1909, the satirist Ambrose Bierce included the term in Write It Right, a little blacklist of literary faults. "It is bad enough to exaggerate," he wrote, "but to affirm the truth of the exaggeration is intolerable." In truth, many words are used in seemingly contradictory ways. They're known as Janus words, contronyms, or autoantonyms. They include cleave, which means both to stick to and to split apart, and the verb dust, meaning both to remove dust from and to sprinkle dust upon. And don't forget peruse and scan, each of which means both to read closely and to skim. Usage writers often single out one of the meanings as wrong, although the right definition is simply the older one, or the one more frequent when 18th century grammarians began to examine language systematically. In fact, the literal meaning of literal is something like according to the letter. So when we use literally to refer to something other than individual letters, we're already walking down the figurative path. If we end up with people eating curry so hot their mouths are literally on fire, how surprised can we be? And why don't we also complain about using the word really to refer to things that aren't real? In Little Women, when Meg moans that it's been such a dismal day, I'm really dying for some amusement, she's not the one who's really dying. The one sensible criticism of the way literally is often used is that it can lead to confusing or silly-sounding results. In this case, the answer is simple. Don't write silly-soundingly.
Opinion from Jesse Scheidlauer, editor-at-large of the Oxford English Dictionary, and you can find his article at slate.com.